it lights my path, how it guides my way.
Well, Lord, we thank you so much for Samuel. Lord, thank you for the things that you've put in his heart to share. Lord, thank you for the time spent in prayer and preparation. And Lord, I just really want to pray that as he now speaks forth your word, it will land in our hearts, Lord, and bring the life and the encouragement and the strength that you wanted to bring. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Let's see how much I can say in the minutes that we have. Stop thinking about the cake yet. But today we'll be talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. We've been looking at the Holy Spirit for a number of weeks. And today we have the following passage. In John 14, 16 to 17, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you." And today we will just be focusing on two aspects of the passage. One is the advocate part, which Debbie already mentioned, and the other is the Spirit of truth. But just to a couple of things that stood out to me from the passage. The first one, and you cannot probably see that it's bold there, but another advocate. And yeah, I realized that Jesus is one advocate and the Holy Spirit is another advocate. I suddenly like, oh, I didn't realize that Jesus was saying there's another. So he is also an advocate. And that will help us later on when I point at him as an example. And the other is that the Holy Spirit will be with us forever. It's not until we die and then we go to heaven and we don't need him anymore because we are with God. But actually it says forever. So I think it's good to get used to him. Because it's not something that we need just for now, but it says that he will be with us forever. So let's go to the next slide. So who here likes rabbit holes, going down rabbit holes? Yeah, spending hours and hours just, yeah, not literally. I mean, I don't think it has to be a massive rabbit. But yeah, so obviously following the picture of like Alice in Wonderland, and we all know what is going down a rabbit hole. And when I was meditating on the passage, I got an image of an arrow, and we can show the arrow there. And I don't know if you pray and you get a picture, sometimes it feels like a rabbit hole. You're like, where is this going? Where is this leading me towards? So we will together go down this rabbit hole. Next one. What is that part of the arrow? And that was the part that was like evident in my picture. So what is that part of the arrow? Anyone knows the name? Yeah, the fletching. That's the fletching of the arrow, okay? Now, what is the name, not yet, what is the name of every individual piece of the fletching? Feather or fletch, okay? Good. Wait. What's the name of the person who attaches the fletching to the shaft of an arrow? And I will give you a clue that only a few of you will understand. How many know? Who knows who that is? Okay. So that's Jessica Fletcher. And, well, yes, it's Angela. My mom used to watch this, and that was my upbringing. Now, what is the purpose of fletching? To guide the arrow. We have a fletcher here. So, yeah, it's to give it stability as the arrow flies. Now, next question. Traditionally, how many feathers were attached to the arrow? So we have 2 or 3 or 4 or even 5. How many fletches were on the fletching? 4, 3, 3, 3, 3, 5, 5, wow, 3. It was 3. Okay. He knew. Another fletcher. Now, interestingly, so traditionally, the fletching consists of 3 matched half feathers attached near the back of the arrow or shaft of the dart, because in the dart, you will see, is also 3, and are equally spaced around the circumference of the arrow. So it feels quite Trinitarian to me already. Not yet. If you had been a fletcher in London at the end of the 14th century, which guild would you have been associated with? This is the Worshipful Company of Fletchers. If you know about history in the city of London, you had guilds for almost every job that you can think of. For example, did you know that the Worshipful Company of Information Technologists is the 100th livery company of the city of London? So even IT has a company. Now, interestingly, I didn't know that. It's called the Worshipful Company. All of them are called the Worshipful Company of Mercers or whatever it is. Why is it worshipful? Why the name? Why do you think? Any ideas?
They're dedicated to it.
They're dedicated to what they do?
Angels.
But it was every guild was the Worshipful Company of. Any ideas why? No? Their work is worship. Every guild would be associated with a local monastery or church, and they saw work as a way of worshiping. So they were all called the Worshipful Company or something. And I think we are a worshipful company as well. I think we're a worshipful company of believers. As well. Thinking. We're about to reach the bottom of the rabbit hole. Not yet. Can you guess the Fletcher's Guild's motto?
Straight and true.
Straight and true.
Up and away.
That one. Bullseye. Move the head a bit. Okay, let's go. I don't know how much you can see. True and sure. And this was a censored version because the other one, the girl, you can see everything. But yeah, this is the one that they tried to show. So yeah, true and sure. So what does this all mean? How can we interpret this picture? Next one, yes. I believe that the Holy Spirit is, together with the Son and the Father, like that Trinitarian fletching on an arrow, guiding us as a worshipful company of believers into all truth, revealing God's will and illuminating Scripture. So I'm grateful that I got this picture and I went down the rabbit hole and it's like, oh, now it all makes sense. So let's go to the second part, and I'll do it very quickly. So the second part is all about the advocate. Who's the advocate? What does advocate mean? So the advocate helps us in different ways. One of them is guidance and teaching. And the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth and teaches us all things. And I don't know if you can see the comic strip, but it says, how do you know if a news story is true? And the person responds, if I agree with it. So this is the kind of era that we live in now, where you have post-truth and fake news and all of that. But isn't it interesting that we have in Acts 8 that passage where an angel of the Lord directs Philip to go down the road, and then there the Spirit prompts Philip to go near a caravan where there's an Ethiopian who's reading the Bible. And Philip says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And then the person responds, "How can I unless somebody guides me?" And then Philip shares the gospel, the Ethiopian gets baptized, and then Philip is snatched away by the Spirit. So the Spirit is not only guiding us ourselves into all truth as we read the Scripture, it is also guiding us towards guiding other people to understand Scripture. So if you ever feel that you, whatever you're reading doesn't make any sense, who should you ask for help? The Holy Spirit. Next one. He also helps us to remember Jesus' words. And the comic here, I think that is supposed to be Jesus and say, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, unless you are sure they can hit back." So if you haven't read the Bible, you really don't know if that's something Jesus said or he didn't. How can the Holy Spirit remind you Jesus' words if you haven't read them, if you haven't read God's word? So my encouragement for all of us is that we make whatever changes necessary to make sure that we read God's word every day, so that we can also enable the Holy Spirit to remember those words to us in the opportune moment. Let's go to the next one. The advocate means that he also gives us comfort and strength. The Holy Spirit provides comfort and strength, especially during difficult times. And you probably have heard that we're living through a loneliness epidemic, and people are looking for comfort and strength in the wrong things. And there's an interesting passage at the end of Acts 9. It talks about the whole conversion of Paul, and towards the end, in Acts 9:31, it says, "Meanwhile, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was built up, living in the fear of the Lord," not of the fear of persecution, "and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit," not the comfort of beverages or entertainment or anything else, "and need increased in numbers." So the Holy Spirit can bring us comfort. Let's not try to look for comfort in our phones, our social media, apps, drinks, food. It can be so many things. Let's remember that the Holy Spirit is there to bring us comfort as well. Let's move on to the next one, please. Intercession. So the Holy Spirit acts as an intercessor, praying on behalf of believers. And here it helped me to remember the verses at the beginning. It says that the Holy Spirit is another advocate. And in the same way that when we try to think of God, how is God in heaven? How is the Father like? We just look at Jesus and get a better idea of how he is like and how he behaves. In the same way, we can think of the Holy Spirit when we have doubts. What does it mean that he intercedes for us? We can look at the other advocate, which is Jesus. What happened when the disciples didn't know how to pray? Well, Jesus gave them the words. He gave them the Lord's Prayer. In the same way, every night we go to pray, the kids go to bed, and we pray before. And many times it's like, "I don't know what to say. I don't have the words." And then it's like, "Okay, repeat with me." But we as adults, if we don't know what to pray, who should we ask help from? The Holy Spirit. He is there to help us how to pray. Let's go to the last one. Defense. And then the Holy Spirit defends believers against accusations and lies. And this could be the lies that we tell ourselves, the lies that other people tell of us, the lies of the devil. If you're interested in, you want to get a deeper understanding of who you are, how can you defend yourself from the lies, I recommend that you read Romans 8. And on the next one, we have a couple of passages from Romans 8. The first one says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation," which Andy mentioned in his prayer. "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. So the Holy Spirit is always going to remind you of who you are and what Christ has done for you, so that the lies that you tell yourself, other people tell you, or the devil have no effect. And Romans 8:15 to 16, it says, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So the Holy Spirit is there to remind you, you are a child of God. And we are free from sin and death. Let's go to the next one. So finally, thinking about the Holy Spirit as the advocate. If you ever wished that Jesus was right here next to you, the good news is that he wished that same thing too. And that's why he asked for the Holy Spirit to be not only next to you, helping you, but within you forever. Remember that. So the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the Bible. If you don't know how to read it, ask the Holy Spirit, help me how to read this. He helps us to pray. You don't have the words, you don't have the willingness to do it. Ask the Holy Spirit, give me faith, give me the words, what should I pray? He helps us to share about Jesus to others. If you're looking for the opportunity, ask the Holy Spirit, please make it possible, as you did with Philip. He comforts us, and he defends us against anyone who may try to tear us down from our position as children of God. So as a way to respond, why don't we get into pairs and then see which one of those you would like the Holy Spirit to help you with, and then pray for each other so that we will not neglect of doing all of those things that really benefit us and are the pillars of our Christian life. But actually, let's pray for the Holy Spirit to empower us and to be with us in all of these different ways. So we have like 5 minutes or so.
Let your living word abide in me so richly as I abide in you. Let your living word abide in me.